Welcome, guys, to episode 20 of Nothing on the Radio. We made it.
It's epic.
I wouldn't say it's epic. It's pretty good, though. Okay, so, yeah, sorry we didn't meet up last week. Em sprained her ankle playing soccer.
I do that every week.
Yeah, she also tripped over in a car park somewhere, racing to give a blowjob to a homeless man. but, yeah, and I had a Bucks party and was feeling pretty rough. So that's why we couldn't meet up, unfortunately. But we're here now, as I said, episode 20. So, yeah, like 20 hours of gold we've released to you guys. So
that's almost a full day.
Yeah, that's excellent.
From my few years at school.
That's almost a full day, Lou. It's good.
We should do a 24-hour marathon. We just listen to each of our episodes back to back.
That's what the next episode will be. It'll be a best classics, of, yeah. And it'll just be little snippets.
3 minutes. That's all we've got from 20 hours.
So look, I did last week say we're going to have a special guest, and it was going to be Matthew McConaughey. I think I shot for the stars.
Yeah.
A little bit too hard. Unfortunately, he was unavailable. Our people couldn't arrange it with his people. But we have got the Black Matthew McConaughey. I think a lot of people call him that. Or no one.
I think they call Matthew McConaughey the white of this guy.
Okay, so we have the great Samuel L. Jackson with us today. Would you like to say something to Mr. Jackson, Emily?
Welcome to Australia, Sam. What's it like being in Largs?
Shut the fuck up!
That is very, very rude, Mr. Jackson.
Jesus.
Shut the fuck up, fat man. This ain't none of your goddamn business.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how long this interview is going to go on for with this sort of behavior. Em, do you have any... just remember, Samuel L. Jackson is coming in through satellite, so there could be a delay and giggling between answers and possibly answers that don't make any sense. So, Em, do you have any questions for Mr. Jackson?
Yeah, is there anything that you could tell your Australian fans out there, Sam?
Shit, yeah.
I don't think he wants to elaborate.
Okay. I really should have been more specific.
Sam, what is your favourite system?
The metric system.
Good. I also like the metric system.
Are you single at the moment?
Fuck you.
Oh, Em, you are really aggravating our guest.
I get that a lot.
I'd knock that shit off if I was you.
Oh.
Yeah. Look, guys, I think we're going to have to say goodbye to Samuel Jackson. as much as it's amazing to get an A-list actor like him on the show.
Sam, would you like us to send you maybe some merch, a T-shirt, a magnet, something? We lost him.
No.
Oh.
I just want to tell you it was a real pleasure watching you work.
Thank you,
Mr.
Jackson.
Thank you, Sam. We get a lot.
Well, he did want to say one more thing to him.
Shut the fuck up!
I can't tell if that's you or him.
And he's gone. Oh. We've lost him.
That was
good. Guys, if you weren't aware... That wasn't actually Samuel L. Jackson. That was what's called a soundboard.
Well,
it was his recordings of him. So
yeah.
That seemed pretty seamless, but he wasn't actually talking to us. That was done on the fly with responses that I had to quickly choose. It was seamless.
You should be a DJ.
I still would like to think that if we did have Samuel L. Jackson on, he would just abuse you.
Yes.
Okay.
I'd be strangely okay with it.
We were going to like see how long that would go for, but as soon as it started happening, I realized I wasn't going to answer the questions very quickly. I just wanted to abuse them a lot with Samuel L. Jackson. Let's talk about the Bucks party that I went on.
The Bucks party.
Yeah, so it was a good night. It was just a one night really in Sydney. There was a couple strange events. We went to a strip club.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of guys go to strip clubs for Bucks parties. Uh-huh. Not a new thing.
I walked in and my brother was there, and for some reason he was saying, "Hello, Grandma," to the strippers. I think he's got some weird idea of treat them mean, keep them keen idea. I don't really know. I don't know if I should say the bloke's name. Let's say his name's Brian, but with no B, this guy. We were at a pub before we went to the strip club.
Mm-hmm.
And he got to the strip club and they were doing they had a wand where they check for metal. Mm-hmm. Not a wizard's wand. Or what does your partner call them?
Wizard stick.
And they swiped it over him and they went, "Mate, what's that in your pocket?" Brian
stick.
Brian had three steak knives in his pocket in the middle of Sydney, say midnight. And
not a bad idea, really.
Well, I mean, this is what we were saying before, though. If I found a guy with one knife in his pocket, he's probably planning on attacking someone with that knife.
Yeah.
Three knives, you're like, why you got three knives? Unless he plans on killing three people and leaving the weapon at the scene each time. Like some really shitty Where's Wally clue. But they're like, "Hey, mate, you got to take those out." And he gives them two knives. They run the wand over again. They're like, "Mate, there's another one in there." Gives them the third knife. And they go, "Okay, you can head in." And he goes, "Oh, can I get these knives back when I'm finished?" They're like, "No." And he's like, "Oh, damn it." And I'm like, how the fuck was police not called when a man with three steak knives turned up at a strip club? And Ryan even joked, I keep saying, I'm saying something now, whatever. He's like, "Oh, how was I meant to cut off their faces without my knives?"
As he was handing over said knives.
It seems crazy that you'll be like, "Hey, you can't come into this club because you're wearing, you see that shirt you're wearing, that brand's a bit too prominent on it. We don't want you in here."
Yeah, yeah.
"Oh, that's a bit rough." Or, "No, there's too many blokes in your group." Nah.
Or because your feet are exposed in those shoes.
No, I don't like those shoes. I don't think they're nice enough. "Oh, that's rough. But have you got three knives?" "Yeah." "Well, you can come in, but we're going to take them off you." "You going to call the cops or anything?" "Nah."
The thing that upsets me most about that story is that he stole three knives. That's not even a set.
Oh, you focus on the weirdest shit. That was her first question. "Why three knives?" I'm like, I don't know. "Well, four would make more sense. It's a set."
Two or four?
He just wanted, he liked the steak knives. Somehow you're being the weirdo in this situation now.
The anxiety it would give me to own three security of something.
You're the security guard going, he's definitely got another one. Who would steal three knives?" Yeah, exactly. "No, I've only got three." "No, fuck, no, there's definitely one there.
Check his anus."
You know what another name for anus is?
Anus.
Prison wallet. I read that today. That might come in later. Or should we talk about it now?
Yes, definitely.
Prison wallet. So, or nature's wallet is another thing. Your anus. Also vagina is both. Prison wallet, nature's wallet.
You meant your vagina is both your anus and your vagina.
I thought my brain
went to...
You didn't
listen in PE.
I thought my brain went to strange places, but because we did briefly talk about prison.
Yes. Prison selves.
Yeah. Now, first off, what do you think you would go to prison for?
Probably chopping someone's penis off.
I was going to make a joke about you chopping someone's dick off. You just pulled the rug up from underneath.
I could sense it from here.
So you've chopped some bloke's dick off. Well, the problem is you're going to go into prison as some sort of hero. So.
And then I led a march of women, angry women.
What? To where?
With the penis off a cliff, hanging hopefully. Around my neck.
Yuck. Okay, so, well, this is going to make your stay in prison really easy. If you're in a women's prison for chopping some bloke's dick off and leading women on a march, you're going to be looked after pretty well in there. So, okay. I was hoping you'd say something like we could then work with, but if you're going to prison as the probably best known fucking criminal in Australia, you're going to have things a little bit differently.
Okay, so I'd probably go to prison for breaking in somewhere and stealing, like, those dogs they use to overbreed, or stealing animals they use to test in labs or something like that. I've always wanted to do that.
So you can cook them?
Yes, Louis.
Yeah. Okay, but what do you think you'd be like in prison?
Because
everyone wants to think that they'd be how they handle themselves really well and they wouldn't be anyone's bitch.
Sometimes I think it would be really nice to go to prison because I'd be able to have time to focus on getting really fit.
Yeah.
And not have any outside distractions, not have like takeaway food. And
I think getting raped with a broom handle is a pretty big outside distraction. At least I'm fit. Get that out of my prison wallet.
Fit this in ya.
Fitness is great. Fitness in you is even better. I love your mind works in crazy places. I don't think you'd be put in prison. I think that they'd ask you a bunch of questions and they'd be like, we're probably thinking mental rehabilitation for this one. She's really worried about fitness and she's chopped this bloke's dick off.
Doesn't adult life just get you down sometimes? You're like, I would love someone to put a roof over my head, cook me food every day and just be able to get fit and focus on my education.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you have to go to prison for all those things, you're not coming out going, hey guys, good news, got an education. Did not get fucked with a broom handle. My prison wallet is fucked. Can barely keep a 50 in there anymore.
It's now a prison duffel bag.
Oh, God. You always take one of things. Because you know why I'm thinking of a duffel bag? Because you've got that drawstring that opens and closes as well, like a sphincter.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's all I'm asking is to connect the sphincter with a duffel bag. That's all I'm asking, Lou. You haven't even talked about my prison life. I don't think it'll be half as interesting as yours.
I've just watched way too much Orange Is the New Black.
I think I've watched Orange Is the New Black. I think we're watching different episodes of Orange Is the New Black. Okay.
What would you be like in prison, though? Okay, what would you go to prison for?
I don't know now. I'd probably, I don't know.
Not now. Probably rethink everything.
You know what? I'd run over someone like a Darrow on a bike who wouldn't get off the road. You know, when you're riding it, do you know this? Even today, I was driving around for work and there's this bloke smoking, riding down the street with no helmet on. So he deserves to be run over pretty much. But he was like in the too close to the middle. Yeah. So probably something like that.
Yeah.
But that's a problem. I run over some Darrow and go to jail. There's problems in there. What'd you do? Oh, I ran over this fucking Darrow riding a bike. I ride a bike. Fucked. There goes a prison wallet.
I hit someone with my car once, remember, riding a bike and nothing happened to me.
I don't know how you're not in jail already. If someone could get into your mind and just read your thoughts, you'd be locked up forever.
Exactly.
I don't know how we got onto that prison thing so quickly. Let's go back up to the night of
the Bucks.
The Bucks night. So my brother Miles was there. There was actually both my brothers there. It was a Riley trifecta. And he was getting a gay guy was flirting with him.
Mm-hmm.
Very heavy flirting.
Someone that he knew.
Oh, yeah, acquaintances with.
Yeah.
And they both had a lot to drink, and this bloke was touching him in the cab on the thigh and would keep coming up to him and grabbing him at the club and that. And Miles is like, Miles is going to probably hate this episode. He's like,
Miles is probably the most camp out of you three. I must admit.
So this guy keeps coming up to him. And then Miles eventually is like, oh, I don't know what to do. I've told him to stop a few times. Now, I mean, I don't think he crossed a line in the sense of, I mean, he shouldn't have touched him and stuff like that, but it's not like there was any physical violence or anything like that. But it was funny when Miles was retelling the story because he said, mate, you've got to stop touching me. And he said, I can't help it. He is, but you're so cute, I can't help it. But then when Miles was retelling the story, the bloke said, you're cute, I can't help it. And he said, yes, and I can't help being cute. Didn't happen like that. But I think it is interesting, what do guys do? It's very obvious. If a girl is getting cracked onto by a guy and it's unwarranted, there's a lot, it's obvious and she can talk to someone and be like, you know, another male friend or whatever it might be.
Mm.
But with this, it was like, what do you do? Because no one was taking Miles seriously.
Go and tell the nearest stripper. hope that she'll come to his rescue.
Hey, Grandma, can you help? Did I bring that up? Did I talk about that online? That was like 5 minutes ago, wasn't it? Yeah. It was, look, it was...
uncomfortable.
It was funny, and he did apologise afterwards, like, no harm done, but...
Miles apologised. I'm sorry. I should have let things
I'm
go.
I'm sorry. I should have let it happen. My prison wallet was up for the taking. I don't know. I've got to stop saying prison wallet. I read it today and I can't stop thinking about that term.
It's like when you tell me about waffle stomping. I think I've used that in a sentence every day since we had that
holy shit. You just made me think of something. I was at the Bucks party. We were at a pub. And for some reason there was a bloke in the toilet and I was talking to someone else and he's like, look at these. Look at these drains. They'd be great for waffle stomping. And I'm like, yeah, that'd be a really unique waffle because they had a really unique, like, pattern on them. And this bloke's like, what's waffle stomping? And I'm like, are you serious? You don't know what waffle stomping is? So I did a shit on the ground.
And then you gave him one of our magnets. Oh. We put it to the regions.
This happens fairly regularly. One of us will say something outrageous, but we'll sort of half hear and ignore it and go back and go, sorry, what was that? Okay. So
I did a shit.
So I did a shit in the ground of the pub and I waffle stomped it. And he went, oh, I get it now.
Yes.
And then he did it and we all learn something new every day. But so something had happened as well. We went to McDonald's at like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, whatever time it was. And you know how McDonald's has got that touchscreen ordering now?
Yeah.
Which apparently that is a grottiest thing to touch. Apparently it's covered in bacteria. But there's all these people lined up because it's the middle of Sydney, it's late. And I'm sitting there behind this guy who's like flicking through the fucking menu like, oh, I wonder what's here.
Yeah.
It's like, and I'm talking to my mates going, what's this fucking guy doing? It's McDonald's. What do you think you're going to find there? Like, oh, KFC. It's McDonald's. There's burgers, there's chips, like, and he's flicking through
the
whole
menu.
Maybe
he's doing a custom order like I do. Big Mac, no meat.
Yeah, and you're a fuckwit. Big Mac, no meat, no buns, just special sauce, onions and celery and lettuce, please. But I'm getting furious with how long this bloke's taking. And then he doesn't finish, someone else finishes, so I go up and start looking through, immediately doing what he was doing. But then start doing a bit. I'm like, huh, who goes to McDonald's and orders apple slices, eh? Hey, guys, apple slices for everyone. So while 30 seconds before that, I'm abusing this bloke for taking longer than he should. And then I go up there and not only start flicking through the order like I don't know what's there, start doing a comedy bit about who gets apple slices from McDonald's like Jerry Seinfeld. What's the deal with apple slices?
I'm sure the people behind the desk at Macca's just like, every fucking night.
But then I got away, ordered, but this is the thing that killed me. And it probably isn't just a McDonald's thing, and I'm sure a lot of other people have been frustrated at different places with it. We've ordered. You get a tag or whatever it prints out, or whether you order at the counter or those machines, whatever. At McDonald's, there's probably a maximum 5 minute wait.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting. They're like, number 117. And the fucking, everything stops. They're trying to find this one. And it's like, where the fuck did you go in that 2 minutes between ordering your food and then now your food's ready? And it's like, what did you think was going to happen in that short period of time? So eventually this guy rocks up and then he's there and he's like, hey, Shaban, how do you mean? I don't know what his
what
name was.
That?
Oh, I don't know what he was saying. It was like a Middle Eastern name, but I can't.
Right, so
I'm trying to not be racist,
racism.
No, but it wasn't. It was a Middle Eastern name that I can't remember what it was. I don't want to get whites into trouble. No, he was just a Middle Eastern guy. But I'm not. But
you're
white
right.
People,
whites have suffered enough.
No, but white blokes do this too. It could have been a white bloke, but he was a guy going like, Ajahn.
Oh, stop it. Hey. Stop doing
And I'm sitting there going like, where the fuck are you guys? What are you doing? Oh, no, it wasn't a racial thing. It could have been a white bloke. And if the white bloke was going, Matthew, that's what I would have said. Stop making this about race.
You know what I miss? I miss the old
You know what I miss? Racism.
I miss the days when I could be really racist.
The Nazis, miss them.
They had something good going on.
They were organised. We'll give them that. No, I miss going to Macca's and you would order your food. The person who took your order would then go and get your food and come back. Remember those days?
Are you a baby boomer? Such a stupid baby boomer comment to make. You know what I miss? Spanking kids. Kids have changed. Now they're on their phones. They've changed. I used to remember the days when there were no
spanks.
No spanking. No one says no spanks. We're so bad at talking sometimes. How long have we got? Oh, we've got a long time before this episode's over. Hang in there, folks. You guys can pause this. I've got to sit there and look at them losing it. Me and Sam Jackson. I call him Sam. Okay, so big fan of the show, Ryan Martin, also known as Bob. He was talking and he wanted me to tell a story of something that happened when I was traveling. So this was 2012, I think it was, when I did some traveling. So I went from here,
to Newcastle.
It's quite the day. Went and got a pie at Harry's Pies.
Got some the tram.
Let's get back to this. So, start of the trip from here to Germany. I was in Frankfurt and Berlin, but I eventually got off and it was a long flight. It's like a 20-hour flight and I had to stop in Singapore or something like that. But I got off. This happened. Like, why? Because it sounds crazy that this happened. But I've got off and we're going through the security in there. Mm. And I don't know if everyone was getting patted down or I was just chosen to get patted down.
Mm.
But you're there, like, you just stand there with your arms out and they sort of run their hands like all along your arms down your sides and they check your waistband. And he went, "Oh, these pants are very tight." I was like, what?
Did he have a point though?
What?
Did he have a point?
Oh, because I guess it was hard to get his fingers in there to check along the waistband. But it's like, well, all my pants are this tight.
That's how they stay up.
It's also because my pants are tight. Like, so embarrassing and rude. Yeah, and I couldn't really say anything to him. I was just like, oh, yeah. Remember, this is like a 20-hour flight. And I'm just like, now I'm getting fat shamed in Germany.
I so God, did he seriously say that?
Yes.
I
don't These pants are it. Very tight. As he's running his fingers along between the waistband and my stomach. These pants are very tight. Thanks. Okay.
You couldn't possibly conceal any weapons in here. I don't know what accent that was.
Yes, they're tight. I'm full of chocolate. So you've never been felt up at the airport? I thought you were the one person who always put their hands up to get filled up at the airport.
No, the last few times I've been, they've had those scan machines that you have to stand there.
Oh, the ones that give you cancer.
Yes.
Yeah.
The cancer machines.
I don't know if they do. I was just hoping to work out a little bit.
I remember when we went to Japan last year, we got there. And
I'm really big in Japan. Have you heard that joke?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, you went to Japan.
Went to Japan. When we landed, they looked at our passports. They're like, where are you from? Australia. And they're like, oh, sweet. And they just like waved us through. Like we didn't have to like get any kind of checks done. And we were like, fuck.
Yeah, no,
sweet.
But if you ever go and fly internationally and you see the mentally challenged people that are flying, they get pushed straight through. Because they know, what are they going to do? Nothing. They're probably already shit themselves. They need to go and get cleared up. No, that's not fair to mentally challenged people.
No, well, I did make out with that guy on the plane, but I was giving him CPR, so.
That was a different flight. Exactly. I don't know what we're trying to do here. Let's go on to, okay. Let's talk about what would you do if things that were illegal were suddenly made legal. So while this came up, I was actually at work with your brother.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the one of our older colleagues was talking about the times when they could drive around and there was no breathalyzers.
Mm.
It was just like
if there was accidents, I think that they could then do blood tests maybe, but people would just drive drunk all the time. All the time with no seatbelts and do whatever they wanted.
Yeah.
And we were there, I was talking with your brother James. I'm like, man, if right now the government went, hey, we're not breathalyzing anymore, but just don't you do it, you behave, I would drive drunk straight away.
Really?
I honestly think, I mean, I wouldn't do it if I was smashed, but I would probably have 12 beers and drive.
Mm.
Not with Charlie in the car.
But I'm happy to hit a car that had Charlie in it.
Great. Now you make me feel bad about my hypothetical decision.
But I mean, that's basically what you're saying. So I won't kill him myself directly. You want me to
kill my son? You're a real piece of work. So
he tipped out all those.
So wait. You're saying you would never drink drive if it was legal?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying that.
I don't want to kill myself.
No.
Because one of the things that I would do would be to kill someone. Because I've wanted to know what it's like to take a life.
Yeah,
punch someone in the face. That's I'm happy. Different. I'll settle with that.
I think this is where it gets interesting because we were talking about this before. Killing someone is a big step up from like, oh, it's legal, I'm going to kill someone.
Oh, it's legal, I'm going to have a fire on the beach and camp there with my mates, which I'm allowed to do now. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to go out and murder someone.
But that's what I'm saying to you. I'd sell drugs.
Yeah. But then I was like, okay, so the question isn't more what would you do if it was legal, but what would you do if you had no ethical
boundary? No, because it's a bit of both. It's a bit of both because, like, it's you know it's illegal to record the Olympics on TV?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Is there a moral – have you got any moral objections to that?
No, that's what I mean.
But do you have a moral objection to me driving a car after 5 beers?
Well, you can hurt other people, not just yourself.
You, if I was lucky.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Murder. Okay, oh, yeah. So no, I would, and when I was talking about Darrow's riding the street, I would, if I looked at someone and determined they were a Darrow, I'd quite happily jam a stick in their spokes and watch them smash out on the concrete. Hopefully lose their last 2 teeth. And I'd feel really good about it.
Mate, come hang out in Mayfield for a while.
I used to live in Mayfield. I know what it's like. So, okay. So this is, and I guess this is where it's funny. This is where the Bible gets funny as well because people who are religious. No. People who are religious think that people.
No, we all turn to page.
No. People who are religious think that atheists have no moral compass.
Yeah.
Because they don't have a Bible to back on to go back to for their moral guidance and stuff like that. When most people have a moral compass and usually go, well, you know what? I'm not going to rape and kill people because really don't want to do it. It's not a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
Sell drugs to kids. Cocaine, maybe.
Watch them rape and kill from the drugs.
Heroin and ice, no.
Mm.
I would sell drugs to it. You know what I would do?
Mm.
I'd sell cocaine to a Darrow. Let him ride down the street, stick a stick in his spokes, watch his face get all smashed up, take the drugs back from him. Darrow's the worst.
Yeah, I'd probably do a lot of drugs more. like just walk into work of a morning instead of pouring yourself a coffee, just do a couple of lines and then somewhere.
I'd go and record a lot of VHS tapes. I'd go and get all the VHS tapes and then record them, which is illegal. But I would have all... I could then return the tapes, get my money back, but have the tape on a copy. So who's laughing now? Where's your God now? Oh, God.
You really thought about this extensively.
I don't know. I'm living on the edge tonight.
You are.
The racism and... Hitting the church up.
Racism after we had Samuel on the show.
Sam.
Sorry.
This is a funny story. Let's go a little bit more lighthearted. Move away from the heavy stuff we've been talking about. So I had a few drinks for my birthday the other week.
Just on your own.
Just on a Wednesday night. No, it was a Saturday night. I had a couple of people here. You were here for a short period. There was a situation where our friend John Gilmore... was a situation. He farted on our leather lounge and my dog thought it was a door knock because it went like And Django went, Django
was laying on his bed and just raced to the door and was going off his head.
And it was very funny. And it was like, mate, what have you been teaching your dog?
I lost it.
Ha ha, very good. This is very funny.
And Django walked back up the stairs so confused. Yeah.
But then what was funnier was then a couple hours later it happened again. And I was half expecting someone to turn up to our house, another guy, another mate. And John's fired on the lounge and I went, is that the door? And he went, what the fuck is the go with you and Django?
We don't get many visitors. We get pretty excited.
I get lonely here. I often fart on the lounge myself just to think someone's at the door. Hello, come in. Come in, I'd love a chat. Would you like a drink? It's my birthday.
Oh, God. John really needs to control that, though.
Yeah, no, he's mean for it. Like, I think...
he's mean for it.
No, he's one of those guys that can pretty much fart on cue.
Yeah.
And always has a fair bit of volume and, like, meat behind it.
My brother's like that.
Yeah. A couple of really good blokes. Let's talk about snoring. Because you were talking about how Dan just started snoring.
Yeah, it's great.
Now, I've been a bad snorer for a long, long time. Now,
well, I mean, you look at the other glass half full. You're a great snorer.
Well, if we look at it that way, I've never once had someone go, you know what, Louis? I really appreciated your snoring last night. It's always been quite the opposite. I've angered people, like, really badly. And, you know, and it's like they think I choose to do it. I've had people, like, screaming at me at night, throwing things at me.
I've screamed
actually,
at
you. Another listener of the show and general sexual pest, Jordan Crick, years back I was saying...
That could have been so many people that we know.
But years back I was saying it, I think, I don't know what it was, at some sort of party at his parents' house. And we were sleeping in a bunk bed situation, him on the top, me on the bottom. And he kept whacking me in the head with the pillow when I was snoring. And he said at one time, though, which he goes, he still doesn't know how it happened. He whacked me enough times that another time, it was getting later and during the night, and I was snoring. And he said he lifted the pillow up to whack me. And I suddenly woke up and went, no, 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 no. And he's like, how the fuck were you snoring and then knew you were about to get hit with the pillow?
A subconscious level or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah. And he was the one who said I started, he was the one who started the term snoring like a gutted boar.
Mm.
Because there's, what I might actually bring up, just to show you how close he actually is I'll bring up what a gutted boar sounds like, which is, it's not pleasant, I'll say that much.
There are some sleep scientists out there who would probably give a lot to study someone like you.
Is it that interesting?
It's bad. Good. I mean, good.
Okay. I know this is like, we're just trying to do filler
here.
Don't
you have a soundboard for a gutted boar on there too?
Hold on. I'm very close. Okay, here we go. I think I've got it. No, wait. Here we go. Okay. So this is wild boar sounds, okay?
Yep.
Once it loads. Good. You know what? Good podcast. Here we go. You get the idea, right?
Yep.
Now, I actually have a recording of me snoring.
You know what you should have done? You should have just played them both and been like, which one's me? Which
one's I mean... Right in. We get two people
PO
respond.
Box.
Hey, guys, comment on which one's me, which one's the boar. We get two people going, fuck off, Louie. Don't even answer.
And they're both Megan from the other room.
Louie, shut the fuck up.
Fuck off.
Here's an actual recording of me snoring. Is that loud enough?
Turn your head around.
There.
Oh, my God.
Now.
No, seriously, I'm being triggered.
Now, I talked about this with my wife quite heavily because the first time I've done it, it's like
quite heavily.
With our counsellor. So what it does is it measures your snoring, obviously, through the night. There's four levels of what snoring, of what the loudness, and it's quiet.
Please tell me cutted boar is
one of them. Oh, it should, actually. It's called quiet, light, loud, epic. Then it should be gutted boar. But it's literally quiet, light, loud, epic. Now, according to the Snore app, out of the 7 hours and 20 minutes I slept for, 4 hours and 3 minutes were loud to epic snoring. But I did tell Megan there was a time there from about 10 past 2 to about 2:30. She actually could have got a pretty good sleep, where it went from, it was pretty much quiet and light. So I don't know what she's complaining about.
That selfish bitch.
If you got, I might have to try and, I might post this on the page, or I'll figure something out so you can see just the amount of epic snoring I did during that night. Disgusting. It's pretty rough.
Well, Dan isn't that bad.
No one is that bad though.
I shouldn't be complaining.
Well, the thing is, it's one of the things that I get asked is like, do you have sleep apnea? I'm like, no, I don't. Because sleep apnea is, it's snoring, but it's where you just stop breathing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you can, you would have come up in that. You'll just see these moments where there's no rhythm. You'll go, and you'll, because you just stop breathing. Now, I don't have that.
Yeah.
It's why I generally do still sleep well.
Yeah.
Megan doesn't know, that's the problem.
Or anyone five houses either side.
honestly, I, with my brother's wedding, Sam's wedding, we the night before, we all the groomsmen stayed in that little bed and breakfast thing.
Sam should know better than this.
Well, he put me in a room with Miles, and Miles was losing his shit. And about 5 a.m, he went, "Lily, stop snoring." And I was half asleep. I went, "Just don't think about it." And he's like,
"Oh, okay."
And when he woke up, he's like, "Oh, yeah, when Louis told me not to think about it," I was like, "Oh, why? That's, of course, I've just been thinking about this whole time." This has been my problem the whole time. I went straight back to sleep. But yeah, so maybe I'll do something about it one day. You can get these things implanted in your, like, in the back of your throat to stop it vibrating.
A bullet?
I don't want to die. I've got things to do. I've got a mortgage to pay off. Let's talk about you falling over. So I know I joked about him running through the car park of a shopping centre to a homeless man to give him a blowjob. But that's only a half truth. He wasn't homeless. No. What were you doing? You were just walking across a car park and it was wet. Was it wet?
It was raining. It was pissing down.
Were you running or walking?
Walking at a very steady adult pace. And you know how the crossings, the white bit of the crossing?
Yeah.
It can get really slippery when it's wet.
Yeah.
And I was wearing thongs.
Yeah.
And I was holding paperwork that I needed to scan and do all this stuff, important paperwork. And then I was walking over to... a competitor of yours's.
Yours's?
Yours's?
Not a word.
Well, how can I say it? A competitor of yours.
Yours. Oh. A competitor of yours. A competitor of yours's.
Did you get this paperwork done? And I fell
you,
over.
Let me just stop you for a second. There is a very different way that men and women tell stories. I swear to God, I'm asking you about how you fell over. You're like, "Well, okay, so it was Sunday. It was 10:36. Oh, no, it wasn't 10:36 because I'd paid for the meter at 10:36. So it must have been 10:39. And I was had paperwork. It was very important paperwork."
No, I can't stress this enough.
Just fucking tell us. And I went to yours's competitor. Speaking like Jar Jar Bink, yours our competitor. So, that's a bad Star Wars character. So, you're on the... Fuck, it was raining. You're on the pedestrian crossing.
And I slipped, and it was comical because it was like one of those things where your feet just go like a few times. Like, I don't know how to describe that.
No, I get it. Your feet went a bit like cartoony.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moving really quickly.
Yeah.
And then was it going... Woo, 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 woo.
Yes, like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I fell down like a sack of shit.
Yeah. Did he throw the papers in the air?
Well, the papers went onto the ground with my hands and went into like the wet, onto the wet ground and completely ruined them.
Good.
And then I landed on my knees and my hands and there was blood and bruising. And
but you were saying that usually when you land on your hands and knees, you don't bruise or bleed because they're covered in calluses. You go, usually I could get dragged around behind a car on my hands and knees and nothing happens.
Which I have.
Don't you remember this conversation?
Yes. Unfortunately, yes.
I don't think I've had. We did talk about that time I fell over in the pub, I think, because I was wearing slippery boots and no one wanted to help me. I think that's. I don't fall. In saying that, in the same shoes as R.M. Williams, which for some reason they give you like slippery leather soles, four times I fell over my old work because at the car in the car yard where it would be tiled floors, so these showrooms look really good. But a little bit of water gets on these shiny tile floors. And I would do that awkward slip where, like, one leg would go way out in front of the other.
That's like what you did at the same.
Yeah.
Same
but no, trend. The thing is, because you're a car salesman, no one wants to deal with you. So no one laughs when you're falling over. It's just like, oh, fucking salesman slipping on the tiles again. You look like a fucking idiot.
I can imagine you just slipping and falling into a really expensive car.
Smashing the window. No, oh, fuck.
It's happened again.
There goes that sale. Damn it, Louie. Lost another one.
No, well, it's funny because, it's not funny because it hurt. And then I was like, it's been a long time since I've fallen down like that on concrete. Like I fall over all the time playing soccer.
But I spoke to Dan about this literally an hour or so ago. And you are literally so much work as a human being. Like, if you're a horse, you would have been shot fucking ages ago. And I know that's a funny thing to say.
I think my doctor's still considering that
now. Yeah, no. And people joke, like, oh, no. But honestly, you're like, oh, with the migraines and the ankles and the falling over and the gluten bombs. No, whatever it is, you can't eat gluten. Vegetarian. And then you're like, and you swallowed a fly and then you swallowed a spider to eat the fly.
But then I found out the spider had eaten gluten earlier. It's fucked.
I thought it was a gluten-free spider. It wasn't. Thought I'd die. It's just so much. It must be so much work.
Try living it, mate.
It just sounds like you're living life on the edge, but not how most people would. Like, if you were, oh, I live life on the edge. I'm a snowboarder. I do base jumping, you know. Lots of high-impact sports. Oh, me too. I get migraines all the time. I'm always slipping over. I had a fly and then a spider and then something else to eat the spider, but that didn't work.
Sometimes I eat the gluten to see how it makes me feel.
Sometimes you run the gauntlet. Yeah. It's like me and dairy. I know.
Yeah, but yours are disgusting.
I don't know why this came up as well. Now, for some reason,
talking about how cool I am.
Yeah, because only the cool kids speak Elvish. Now, this is going to shock a lot of people. Not so much because, like, they think they know you. It's going to shock people because they'll be amazed at just how pathetic human beings can be. You know what I mean? Not like it's, oh, my God, M does that. It's like, oh, my God, humans do this? Because you know the Elvish language.
I do know some of it, yeah. I learned a lot of the lines. Well, I learned so, all wait, the lines.
Let's explain. So Elvish is the from Lord of the Rings.
Yep.
It's what the elves speak. So yes. You spent...
In Middle Earth.
You spent some time learning Elvish. Do you find you use the language very often?
Look, it's not a common language these days. No. It's a dying art, some might say.
Some might say only fuckwits learn it. Some. So what was what's the term that you used when we were out there before?
The term or the actual?
Well, so you speak some Elvish.
Ninyon his glagen lasto betne.
I think that's Polish. So what did that mean in Elvish?
That was
put it in the back. Loosely translated, there's no word for ass in Elvish.
Something about a duffel bag.
Put it in me duffel.
What? Sorry, there's no
do
word.
Do it up.
There's
it
no
up.
Word for sphincter in Elvish.
We don't have them.
Okay, so what did that mean?
He who carries the ring. That right. was just the start of a...
Yeah, but that's a bit of a cop-out. So what's another saying? What's another saying? Or are you one of those
Daiga.
What does that mean?
That was...
I have fashioned a dildo out of wood.
You cannot pass at the river.
I feel like you just memorized words from the show. When
I just said that. I remembered everything that they said in
movies,
but I've read the books about 5 times.
You are a loser, but not quite as big a loser as there are other people out there.
Yeah.
Mm. Years back when Em said, I speak Elvish, I went, me too. Thank you very much. Like Elvis. You guys out there are very lucky to listen to me because I'm a very funny man. It is great having a podcast. It's about the only time that I can just go, hey, Em, I said something funny the other day. And just say things I think are funny.
And then hear it back and in your own ears.
It is funny. Oh, dog's barking. He loves it.
Who farted?
It is funny. I was at the gym the other day and a friend of mine came up and I was smiling. She goes, what are you smiling at? And I said, oh, just listening to my podcast.
Are you telling me that all of our listens are just you over and over again?
All on different devices?
No one's actually listening to this shit.
Little do you know, I'm actually got it on private. It's only me and you that listen to it. Okay.
I don't like hearing my own voice.
Let's talk about...
If you were a woman for a day, Louis.
Yeah, well, that's how I actually said to you, I said, what would you do if you're a man for a day? And then you went, what would you do? And I'm like, probably what I'd do anyway. Anyway, she goes, no, I mean a woman. I'm like, oh, yes. Look, I don't think I'd want to give any blowjobs. I think I could give a blowjob as a bloke, and I think it would be the same. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all right, okay.
But I think I'd want to, get railed. Is that the term that girls like to use?
Yes.
Is that what you and your girlfriend say?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I got railed the other night. It was delightful. See, I'm not a girl. I don't know. No, I think it I would want...
I don't think I've ever described...
It was delightful.
I don't think I've ever described getting railed as delightful.
Okay, so... I think I'd have to try sex.
Yeah, I would want to know.
If it was possible, different. I'd like to have sex with my male body.
We've talked about this before, you being attracted to the female version of yourself. No,
I just mean I would feel less weird about it if I was fucking my male body. You know what I mean? But I don't know who's in there. That's a problem. What if it's some weirdo? Okay, so no, if I was a woman for a day, yeah, probably go and you'd masturbate a lot to start with, see how far I can get that way. I'd walk into a pub and prove my point about going, who wants a fuck, and would get fucked straight away.
I'd like to piss anywhere.
We do that anyway.
Well, yes, I do.
So that'd be one of your big things.
Being able to piss anywhere you want. Like, I need to pee a lot. I've been needing to pee since 2 minutes into this podcast. Yeah,
but I think girls, like, we can't. We still have to piss in the toilet.
No, but you don't. I've seen you at parties. It's gross.
Oh, yeah, that is pretty handy when the toilet's full and you can go out the back.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another thing, though, but girls are their own worst enemy with this because you guys fuck around in the bathroom as well.
But we need to wipe. You don't.
Well, no, but you also just fuck around in the bathroom.
That's what they're there for.
But we you fuck okay? Each other. You go to the. Well, you don't. Oh, that's why I'll be a girl for today. See what you guys doing there. Yeah. Who wants to fuck in here? I don't know if I think I'd
Who
go
wants
lesbian.
To get railed.
I think
Luina,
I might try.
What are you talking about?
Luina, is that my name? Yeah. Oh God, no guy's gonna fuck me if my name's Luina.
I'd be Emerson. I've already thought about this.
Emerson.
Well, Emerson.
Yeah, it's a shit name.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, no blokes going, well, what's your name? Emerson. That's a lovely name. Actually, bloke
says to another bloke, that's a lovely name. Then
I can't believe that you'd turn into a bloke and still go, fuck a bloke. Imagine that. Oh, it's great. Let a guy fuck me. What? Yeah. Felt real different. Right in my prison wallet.
Oh, fuck.
It's been the theme of the day. No, so, okay. So, you'd have to masturbate. That'd be one of the first things to see how different it was.
Yeah. I'd go for a run at midnight.
You'd probably get a job and get paid a dollar rather than 70 cents.
I was going to say, I'd probably I'd earn more. I'd go around having selective hearing.
Yeah.
Walk at nighttime and not have any fear.
You could finally break the glass ceiling.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of that's horse shit though, isn't it? No. Actually, let's not get into that.
No. It's too big of a topic.
I'm actually just trying to GM up here, but...
You know, it's not going to work.
What clothes would you wear?
I'd walk around with no shirt on because girls can't do that in public.
You know, but this is... Do you think... Do guys do it?
Yes.
Fuck off.
Have you been to Newcastle?
Near the beach, there's as many guys with their shirts off as girls in their bikini.
Guys have their shirts off all the time, even just walking around their own house.
Yeah, but girls... A girl
can't exactly just walk around. I mean, I do, but...
I mean, I do, and I do it all the time, but I can't, and
but,
I shouldn't.
But I wouldn't be able to answer the front door.
Yeah, we talked about this on another episode, about answering the door with your dick out and stuff like that to a pizza place. Okay, so yeah, you girls are fucked. You could do so many things. I was joking around. I said, if my wife Megan had the body of a bloke for a day, she'd just go out and do all the chores that I refuse to do. Oh, I'd hedge and I'd whippersnip. Mow fit quick.
But I was Megan's like, yeah, fucked. Louis, because you're such a handyman.
But my wife can be frustrating with chores. Like, she'll be like, oh, I'm going to mow today. I'm like, why? We mowed a week ago. And you look out the back and she's just mowing dirt. Just dust blowing into the sun. Oh, thank God you got that dirt down. Can you do it next time, Lou? Yeah, no worries.
Being proactive.
There's proactive and there's ridiculous. Okay, so you know what? I think that's going to probably do us.
Yeah, fuck it.
Thanks for listening, guys. We should have t-shirts. We've got the design. Thank you to Scott Kirkman for that. We're just working out some sizes and stuff like that. Look, we'll probably give away a few to certain people, but if you actually do want a shirt, just let us know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we can do a cost price because we'll probably have to fuck around. What should we say, $30?
Something like that.
We'll sort of aim at $30, only because we'll have to get them made and probably sent out, and I don't know how much they'll be for individual shirts if we don't do bulk and stuff like that. But if you want a shirt, let us know.
We have mortgages to pay, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Now people are thinking we're just selling shirts to pay our mortgage. We'll if you want a shirt, let us know and we'll see what we can do in the near future. Hopefully music soon. I know we've been saying that for like fucking 3/4 of the podcast. Hopefully soon.
Do we have Sam back on the line? Can I just
let's see. Let's see if I can get Sam back on the line.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
thanks for being on the show, Sam. Are you going to be making any more movies anytime soon?
Correctamundo.
That's a yes.
Oh, that's fantastic news for fans out there.
I'm not going to lie. It's very difficult to find something. So much of Samuel L. Jackson's soundboard is... stuff like...
get the fuck out of my face with that shit.
And...
Fuck, nigga, what the fuck?
There's so much of this stuff. Like, I was trying to find...
Motherfucker.
I was trying to find answers, but I'm very sorry. Very sorry we couldn't get Matthew McConaughey. We don't have that sort of pull. But I think that'll do us. Have you got anything else to say, Em?
Happy 20 episodes.
That's a shit thing to end on.
Okay.
Goodbye.